Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, it's Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Next Level Leader Podcast. I am so excited to have you connected to this podcast every single week. It blesses me that you are connected in this space. And of course, we appreciate all of you that continue to support us and to truly, truly let us know that this podcast is a blessing to your life. We are here to strengthen, encourage leaders to help you become the best leader that God would have you to become. And so for that, we are very grateful that you allow us to do that. We believe that iron sharpens iron. I say it every single week. And there are many of you that let us know that this podcast blesses you. You live by it. That means a lot to me, man. I tell you, whether you're driving to work, whether you're sharing on your job, many of you take these principles, and that's what it's about. And I want to thank you so much. And I want you to follow me at Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram and stay connected to me. I would love for you to do that. And also make sure you go to my website, josephwalker3.org. You can find my books and get other information about when I'll be in your area. And guess what? Got a brand new book. Yes, we've been talking about it. Many of you have been so kind to get it. You can get it at josephwalker3.org or anywhere books are sold. But let me tell you, it's called Pursuit of Purpose, Piece by Piece. And when you want to understand how to walk in purpose, what is it? How is it manifesting in your life? Man, it'll help you save a lot of years off of your life. And you understand how to look at every piece of those puzzles and realize that nothing will be wasted. So I want you to do that. Also, I want you to join our Next Level Leader Book Club. Yes, if you're a next level leader, certainly you're a next level reader, right? Text the word book club to 78228. Join us. We are reading books that will help us develop a catalog of consciousness, and I want you to be a part of it. And also, I want you to go over to YouTube. My wife and I have a YouTube platform there. It's called Couple of Destiny, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. We share information that we believe can be a blessing to you and yours. So make sure you go over there and check it out. It would mean a lot to us if you did. So thank you in advance for doing that. Today, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about hidden seasons, holy strategies, when God hides you to help you. I believe this principle to be so true, because there are people who just want that platform right now. You want to blow up right now. I get it. I understand it. I know you want it to happen. But let me tell you something. Hidden seasons have holy strategies tied to it. I'm telling you, there's a season that God has to hide you. I learned this in my life when nobody was calling. I said, Lord, what is this? Things were not taking off. I was writing books and they weren't happening. God had me in this place of amazing development. And I thought it was important. And so I think that when you look at this and you examine it carefully, you might realize that it's really a blessing to have this season where you're being hidden. Let's talk about it. Here's the first thing. God often conceals us as leaders before he reveals us. That season that he is concealing us is an opportunity to protect us. Sometimes the places we're trying to go are not prepared to properly handle us, or there may be adversarial things that we are unaware of that God is. And so sometimes God will keep you low enough, keep you out of the range of the enemy so that you can actually continue to curate your vision and move forward and still be productive. I think that it is important. Everything that God does in our lives is not by accident. So you have to be appreciative when you walk into rooms and maybe people don't recognize you or know who you are. You will appreciate that season of anonymity, because when you lose it, oh boy. You know, I wrote in my book, Leadership and Loneliness, where can a goldfish go in the fishbowl and not be seen? Because when your life is out there, man, there's no hiding place. I mean, you can go here or there and everywhere and somebody recognizes you. But when you have a season when God is concealing you, then you have to know that he's doing something in you and around you before he actually reveals you. Very, very important to understand that. Look at this. Here's the second thing. What happens in hiding produces what's needed in harvest. Let that sink in. Can I say it again? What happens in hiding produces what's needed in harvest. I believe, and I say it all the time, that the hidden seasons are your developmental season. These are seasons where God is building resilience. He's sharpening your vision. These are seasons where you're actually able to make the mistakes without the public scrutiny. God is covering you by his mercy. It's an opportunity where you can say, hey, things may not be like I want them to be, and I get a chance to scrap it and start again without everybody saying, oh, look what happened. I mean, you have to value these seasons. These are the seasons where you're learning, you know, relationship skills. You're learning, you know, infrastructure. You're learning how to do this and do that and make things happen. I just believe it's necessary. And just because you're being hidden doesn't mean you're not moving. I remember going to New York for the first time, a Louisiana boy going to New York, and I was so fascinated by the subway system. My friend was determined to get me on the subway. We went down to get on the subway, and that was a whole word for me, because sometimes when God gets ready to teach us a lesson, rather than take us up, he takes us down. And that can be counterintuitive to what we think should happen, but it's necessary. Every down season may not be a bad season because it's positioning you to move where God wants you to be. We get on the subway. And while we're on the subway, something interesting happens, right? We're on the subway, and my friend says, do you know above us, while we're moving, people are unaware that we're under their feet. They're walking oblivious to our presence, but it doesn't mean we're not moving. And boy, hit me like a ton of bricks. That just because people don't see you, acknowledge you, doesn't mean you're not moving. Value, move in your subway season. Always be effective. Know God is hiding you because what he's doing is producing something that's going to be needed when you finally make it to the harvest season. The power of obscurity is for clarity. That's number three. Sometimes you gain clarity concerning your vision, concerning your assignment. I found out that sometimes the fewer voices, the fewer distractions brings greater clarity to my assignment than anything else. Sometimes it's hard to really understand when I'm being influenced by other people's opinions and their thoughts and this or that. I think that there just comes a moment where you truly, truly have to. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. You truly, truly have to just say, Lord, show me clearly what you would have me to do. There's so many examples in scripture where people were by themselves and they got clarity. Moses gets the Ten Commandments when he goes up to the mountain alone to talk to God. Clarity. Jesus would go apart by himself to pray, right, and get clarity. Sometimes, watch this, clarity does not come from the crowd. It comes from places of obscurity. And Jacob was left alone, and there he wrestled with the man. Don't despise seasons of obscurity. Don't despise seasons when the phone isn't ringing and nobody's reaching out, no emails, etc. Just say, what are you trying to show me in this season? That's what I've often asked God. Lord, what are you trying to show me? Make it clear, make it plain. Here's the next thing. Number four, don't rush the reveal, but grow in the cave. Take your time. Don't be so influenced and motivated by what you see happening in other people. Don't live your life comparing yourself to them and saying, oh, why them and not me? When is my time going to come? I have seen this. You see people blow up in your field. You're like, well, am I next? Will it be my book next? Will it be my platform next? And you have to learn how to not rush the reveal, how to take your time and say, you know, God, whatever it takes, I want to make sure that I'm ready whenever this thing happens. You know, it's interesting when you think about Dr. Phil, and she talks about this in Oprah's relationship. Dr. Phil, you know, took over the world when it came to therapy on television, and Oprah basically released that show. She produced that show, but many don't know that she held him back for years before she actually released the show. She knew it was in the can, but did not release it until it was the right time. Vision is for an appointed time. Whatever God does in our lives is for an appointed time. Don't rush it. Allow it to cook. Allow yourself to mature. Allow God to arrange the necessary things around you and grow in the cave. Get better every day. One of the things we do as next level leaders and readers is that we read content. We're reading, man. I'm growing in the cave. I'm growing with my physical health. I'm working out. I'm taking care of myself because I can't expect God to do great things if I'm not healthy spiritually and physically and mentally. I've got to make sure that I'm organizing and I've got my cadence together. Why would I be asking God to do all this stuff if my life is so in disarray? So grow in the cave now. Take your time and focus on these things. May I challenge you in this season to work on your mental health, to work on your physical health and your spiritual health, to get deeper in God's word, to work out, eat well, take care of your mental health, and then to read as much as you can, build yourself up, man, and grow. Put yourself in a position that when it's time, when it's go time, you're ready on day one. Ooh, I like that. Here's number five. God's strategy is strengthening your soul in silence, man. God will strengthen you inside. God, I have learned this, man, that God will give me so much strength because as I've talked about clarity earlier, I talked about how God will give you clarity. God will also give you strength in your soul. He'll build you up in the secret place of your life. That's why I talked about taking care of you because God wants you to have strength. Where you're going, the thing that God's going to do in your life, man, it's a holy strategy. God's trying to produce something in you that otherwise would never happen. Strength comes like that. It really does. Strength comes in those places where you are trying to figure it out and you're waiting and you're trusting. That's where strength comes, being still and knowing that He is God. But let me tell you something. You can't get upset because it's not happening. And I know I'm talking to somebody today that you're saying, I hear this. Dr. Walker, I hear you, but I just feel like God is punishing me. I feel like maybe it's something I'm not doing, why it's not jumping off. Let me tell you something. Your hidden season is ahead, just not punishment. It's keeping stuff from you. I told you. You got to recognize that there's some areas in your life you're not prepared to handle, as well as there are attacks that could essentially take you out, but God keeps you protected. You are in protective custody. Thank God for that. He is protecting His investment. What He has placed inside of you is worthy of protection. So He's taking care of it, making certain you don't blow this, man. It's a huge and amazing season you have. And I want to thank God. I want you to understand something. Thank God for the hedge, man. Thank God that He's protecting His asset in you. Let's look at what we've talked about so far. First thing we talked about is, you know, God concealing us before He reveals us. Let God be God. God, whatever you got to do, however long it takes, I'm okay with it. Secondly, we talked about that hiding produces what's needed in harvest. What happens there is God develops us. What happens in the hiding, how we learn and develop, that's what is needed. Your prayer life is needed. Your resilience, your capacity, your ability to lead and share vision with clarity, to collaborate, all that's built up in the places of hiding so that when you get to the place of harvest, you know how this works. The power of obscurity is what brings clarity. Number three, we talked about how you can see clearly without the crowd. Sometimes you got to thank God for those seasons when you are alone because your vision is not influenced, inundated with the opinions of other people. But then also, you have to say, Lord, slow me down. Let me pace myself. Let me not get ahead of you. Don't rush the reveal. Let me grow in this cave. Let me build myself up. Let me get my mental health and my spiritual health together. Let me work out. Let me start eating right. Let me prepare myself for what you're getting ready to do in my life. But then, God, thank you. Number six, because this hidden season is also a strategy for strengthening my soul. God has given me strength I otherwise would never have in this season. And he's also a hedge. It's not punishment. He's protecting his asset. But number seven, let me tell you something. When you are a hidden leader, when God finally elevates you, your hidden season taught you humility. There's no way a person who's been hidden can ever come out of that and be arrogant. You understand something. You ever notice that people that have been out there all the time, their whole life, struggle with humility? But when you've been hidden and you finally get your big opportunity, you remain humble because you know what it feels like on both sides of that spectrum. Humility is what God trusts to bless. And so it's a part of a holy strategy. And God is hiding you. He's trying to help you. He's building a level of humility because wherever there is humility, there is gratitude. And wherever there is arrogance, there is entitlement. As a next level leader, I want you to know something. You ain't seen nothing yet. I know it may have taken a while, but I believe this episode was really designed to encourage you, to tell you that your hidden season is a holy strategy. And you'll see, it's about to happen because everything you've learned in that cave, it's going to come to fruition. It's going to bless you up the road. I guarantee you. Stay low enough, long enough, so God can elevate you soon enough. Well, thank you for tuning in today. I'm so grateful and hope this episode has blessed you. Let me know by making sure you send me a message out there, JosephWalker3 on Instagram. I would love to hear your thoughts. Maybe you want to share this with others, this podcast, this episode. Help me reach 1 million people. I want to get more people connected here. And also, I want you to order my new book. Go to josephwalker3.org and grab a copy and get one for your friends and family. Get one for your book club. Get one for your team. It's called Pursuit of Purpose, Piece by Piece. I believe it'll bless you. I thank you so much in advance. And thank all of you for just supporting this platform. And I appreciate you and look forward to what God will continue to do. And I hope you will join me next week on another episode of Next Level Leader. I am Dr. Joseph Walker. And until next time, you be blessed. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at JosephWalker3. I look forward to connecting with you.